Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make sense.
Yes, the original man has dumped us, so we've got someone new in the studio. I will not tell you about the discussion that she's been having with Skumba about social media, because I'm that guy. The question is, a lot of people have been asking this question, South Africans in general. Sure. And if it's just South Africans in general, can you imagine the family?
Yeah.
You know, of Senzo Meyiwa. Where is the Senzo Meyiwa trial now? It's been, 10 years since the day that Bafana Bafana Captain Senzo was tragically killed on the 26th of October 2014. And after waiting for a good 7 years for suspects to be charged and for the trial to commence, the public has since witnessed one of the most complex, high-profile murder trials in South Africa. But it's been 3 years on trial, and public interest, obviously, has really gone down. And I think one thing that we highlighted was that because it is so technical, right, a lot of people have lost interest. Tina, we want popular witnesses that we've heard of who were in the house, but as long as they are not called to come in and testify, most of us will keep this case at arm's length. I mean, one of the problems, obviously, having been the trial within a trial, proceedings, evidence, intricacies, changing of legal representatives, etc., etc. So we've got Kaya News reporter here. Katleho is in the studio. So Katleho, good afternoon. Yes. You've been covering the case for Kaya News. Yes. And
we've seen you on TV.
We've seen you on TV. Please, you know, what is the current focus of the trial at the moment in terms of evidence and witnesses?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been a long journey. And as you correctly say, I mean, he was killed on the 26th of October, 2014.
Sure.
It sparked, you know, widespread reaction from people. And then there were a lot of issues around crime and also the fact that he was high profile and killed in that way. Then if you recall, soon after he was killed, there was one suspect, Zamogule Mbatha, who was arrested. And then he appeared in court but was released in November due to a lack of evidence. Then it went quiet for a number of years. Fast forward 5 years later, in 2019, 2020, five men who are currently on trial were charged with the murder of Meyiwa. So this is Muzisi Biya, Bongani Ntanzi, Mthobisi Ncube, Mthokoziseni Mapisa, and Fisokuhle Ntuli. Then that trial began in 2021, and it was under then, it was presided over by Judge Chifua Maumela. After lengthy delays, after lengthy days in court with the trial proceedings, Judge Chifua Maumela was then suspended. He was suspended for failing to deliver several reserved judgments within a reasonable time. And this was a decision taken by President Cyril Ramaphosa. Then in July last year, Judge Rata Mokgwatleng takes over the case. And when he takes over the case, it essentially starts from scratch.
Good.
So everything is now like, you know, you don't consider anything that was said in court before then. And he takes over the case. Since then, the start of the trial has been presided over by Judge Rata Mokgwatleng. Several witnesses have taken the stand. This includes the occupants in the house when Senzo died. That's Tumelo Madlala, Zandi Khumalo, and Thokozisi Twala. We didn't see Longwe Twala or Kelu Khumalo take the stand yet. A number of cell phone analysts, forensic analysts who collected the DNA, the samples, swabs from the crime scene, all of these witnesses have so far taken the stand and given evidence. If you recall, one of the most significant moments of the trial last year, bombshell, was when Colonel Lamberto Steyn dropped quite a lot of damning evidence. This was when he made cell phone links between all of the accused, save for number four, Mthokoziseni Mapisa. He also revealed in his evidence that there was a SIM swap that was done on Meiwa's phone a day after he was killed. Mm. You know, linking also Kelly Khumalo to two of the accused. Mm. And this really bringing Kelly Khumalo back into the mix and questions around her. And then there's also been changes in terms of the legal representation of the accused. At some point, Sipho Ramosepele was for accused one and two, if I'm not mistaken. But then now accused one is solely being represented by Advocate Thulani Mgomezulu. And Sipho Ramosepele represents accused two. So the trial resumes now on Wednesday. It's been paused since last week. This is to allow two more ballistic experts to be called into the trial. These experts are among three others who confirmed that one of the witnesses, Colonel Chris Mangena's findings, linked a firearm allegedly belonging to accused three, Mthobisi Sincube, to Meiwa's murder. So all of this is still being considered. It seems to be like it's still going to be lengthy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like
I was, you've just Mamela,
Mamela,
what?
Like this case, are we ever going to see the people that we want to see in the court? Are we ever going to see the people that really need to be in that box and being asked questions about the said night, the 26th of October?
Well, that's always been the debate, right? And I think it depends on whether the state calls them or whether the defense calls them. But they really do keep mum until you see the witness come through that door and they're in the witness dock.
Yeah.
So we really don't know as each witness comes on who's coming up next.
And I think much as it's frustrating, I think the information that we are getting from the, if it could be the ballistic expert or the guys who are checking out the towers, it's very key, you know, because I know with us, we are waiting.
How about them goes?
Yeah, we want goes, and it's not going to work, you know. And one just hopes that, you know, maybe by this year.
By next year, you mean this time?
Something.
You're still banking on another year on this case.
I mean, I was saying at least this year. I'm hoping.
Oh, you're hoping this year? Not a chance.
Before Christmas.
How many kilometers have you covered driving there?
A lot. Every morning I was driving there. Yeah, but I think also there's also a question around justice. Delayed is justice denied. Yeah. I mean, when does that come in? And it's always a debate. But I guess the case is going on and that hasn't really
and
been
And you need reported. To get to the truth first.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I think for me, to be honest, because there was so much time that passed before the arrest, I kind of get why it's taking so long, because it's now coming through everything that happened 5 years prior. And if we're going to get people in jail, guys, let it be the right people in jail. If you're going to convict people of murder, let it be the right people. And if this is going to lead us to that, I guess we're going to have to be patient with Mgosi or no Mgosi.
Katlego, case Sokoto.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Thank you, case. Making it make sense.
It still doesn't make sense.
The case. We don't know whether it's soft drinks or it's alcohol.
The 24 or
it's half a dozen. It's dumpy.
Kids.
Or fruit juice.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I care.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
If there's a crime committed, all parties involved should be arrested and be questioned. There's no such that others are questioned and others aren't. Kunemali hambayola and banye bafuna ukuboshwa. So there's a lot. It's like a fixed match. So mababoshwa abantu baboshwayo phele ngale case.
I mean, I think in the Bagasenzo Meiwa, they are just dragging it because the high profile people, it won't end. It won't end. Mara meaning it.
Imagine if we'll call sister that's Obona, because we are born in Eastern, Gwenzagalin, Ubanutin. Imagine if she could go to court and tell us what happened.
Do you know, Skumba, what you are raising? I think there was a series once, not The Mentalist. I know The Mentalist is similar, but there was another series where the person could see the future, or, I mean, see into what has happened. Mm. And it's always, it's mind-boggling because we live amongst those people.
Monk.
It could be Monk. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's Monk.
We live amongst people that can see and that have the gift. And yes, there's a lot of naysayers, people that are like, ah, but what about I can't wake. But wouldn't it be incredible if they were part of a judicial system or the policing service where they actually can help solve cases quicker? Because once we start seeing results, we will sign it off.
We will only believe it if it's white people. Remember that young white boy in Hollywood who used to visit celebrities?
Yes. Tyler. Yeah, his name is Tyler.
Yeah, you remember. And there was also, I think, a female as well.
Lisa.
Oh, what's my girl, fellow?
Joanna! She's a girl!
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
You know, you guys in Kulumini, oh, maybe, yeah. Apple would see, improve, intezo implicate umuntu singayithola kanjani mhlawumbe yinini ekuphi eso or intesendaweni eso mhlawumbe khona i-fingerprint thizeni kuphi kuphi or iy'nwele zawa understand nje any proof nje into anything inga-implicate umuntu ukuthi kubonakale ukuthi kuse umuntu osona i-proof.
I totally agree with Losisi lo okhuluma ukuthi if only bebabize uThembi uSisthembu wakudlozilama. Yeah, this thing has been taking long now, the case kaSenzo Meyiwa, and our judicial system is prejudiced because of we are all living in South Africa, and that's a part of our beliefs ukuthi as people abama mediums they can and they are able to solve that thing, this case ukuthi cela ukuthi simbize angene estendeni akhuluma abhule laphayana lahlela amathamba asho ukuthi hey wena Kelly khuluma ukuthi wenzeni.
Make sense.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.